Well, if you're like me, your pet is, or your pets are kind of part of your family, and you want to do everything you can do to keep them comfortable all through their lives, and as also at the end of their lives. And we're going to talk about some newer options for helping owners and pets through that difficult time. I'm Larry Mueller. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Dr. Carrie Donahue back with us. She's the owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. Dr. Carrie provides holistic and alternative care, and her services include things like acupuncture, botanical medicine, and other wellness care, including nutritional recommendations. So you may have some questions about end-of-life options. You may have holistic pet care questions for Dr. Carrie. I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234. Send us an email at ideas@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page, The Larry Mueller Show, and we'd certainly love to hear from you. And we'd love to hear from you in other ways as well. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Jennifer Dargan joining me right now, and we're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like this one. So I hope you'll give your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jennifer, welcome, and how are we doing?
Thank you, Larry. Well, we want to give a big shout out to 35 members who pledged last hour during On Point. We want to say thank you so much for those pledges. We're really off to a great start, and we can continue that momentum because, good news, there's a dollar-for-dollar match right now.
I love those matches.
Me too. It's up to $2,500.
That's
and
great.
It's from Freiberger Construction, as well as some current members, and it means basically that every dollar you give, they will give another dollar to Wisconsin Public Radio.
And it's their way of encouraging you to join them and supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, so you can double your support for the programs you love. Just give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, people who listen, and you're in that category, people like you, people who listen provide the most significant share of WPR's budget. Your donation, you can think of it as an investment in Wisconsin Public Radio and in all the programs that you hear and that you get the great value from every day.
Your contribution keeps independent public service radio on the air for you and for the entire community. So please do give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When you first started to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, that was a really important first step. And now, during the pledge drive, we're asking you to take the next step and become a financial supporter.
And that step from listener to supporter, pretty easy to do. Decide how much you'd like to give. Maybe it's $5 or $10 a month. It's a great starting point. And then just go ahead, make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
It's a big year for Wisconsin Public Radio. 2017 marks our 100th anniversary. And this membership drive, you can ask for the latest WPR artist mug, which celebrates that amazing history. This year's mug has artwork by schoolchildren who listened to Let's Draw, a WPR program that taught art in the classroom from 1936 to 1970. This mug is pretty special. It represents WPR's timeless commitment to education, creativity, and innovation. Give $13 a month and show your support for radio you love with this fun new artist mug. Celebrate with us. Ask for your artist mug when you give $13 a month right now.
And you can pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan asking for your support of WPR during our spring membership drive. And maybe your gift is $10 a month or $20 a month, or maybe it's $13 a month for that mug. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
That's right. And if you have already taken care of this, if you've renewed, or if you're a sustainer, if you make ongoing monthly gifts, we really want to say thank you so much. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are really the backbone of our operation here.
Absolutely. And if you haven't given yet, you can join thousands of other wonderful WPR members by donating. And where do you go? Well, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And gosh, it's a good time to take care of it because that dollar-for-dollar match is going on. Gosh, we have yet to have the first person take advantage of this. You can be the first one in the door on this dollar for dollar match. Give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR is going to go twice as far.
Support the radio you love and ask for the latest WPR artist mug that features drawings by children. It's really cool. Have we got it up on our page?
It's up on the website, WPR.org.
All right. Well, it's cool. It's yours, too, when you give $13 a month or more at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We've got a lot of people lined up wanting to talk to Dr. Carey, so we're going to get to that really quickly. I just wanted to mention there was one person who called or donated online, Melanie from Madison. Thank you so much. And when she donated, she said, WPR is my go-to for news I trust. If that describes you, you can make your pledge right now. Support your listening, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for your contributions. And please stay listening because we're going to be talking right now with Dr. Carey Donahue of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care, offices right in Madison. Dr. Carey, great to have you back.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, for listeners who aren't familiar, what does a holistic veterinarian do that's maybe different from a traditional veterinarian?
Oh, holistic veterinary medicine, it's kind of a different way to approach illness and disease in animals and also preventative care as well. And what I try to do in my practice is approach everything from that perspective of trying to treat things naturally and trying to help animals heal themselves. So that's a big part of what I do. And a big part of sort of holistic medicine is taking into consideration the entire animal. So not just the physical body, but the environment as well, and the family and the lifestyle and everything like that, and making choices for the animal's health based on that.
And, you know, there comes a time when it's the end of life era or period, I should say, for every pet.
Right.
And there are some options available these days now when your pet gets to the end of its life.
Right, exactly. One of the, I think one of the most important things that is now widely available is in-home euthanasia for pets. And this is something where there are a number of different veterinarians all over the place that provide these services in-home, so an animal doesn't have to travel if the owner is choosing to euthanize their pet.
That's I'm thinking back to my own experiences with one of our cats, and hated to be in to go to the veterinarian's office.
Oh yes,
and,
I know.
And it was a very tough time, and I thought, boy, it would have been nice if we could have had her at home and have that happen at home.
Right, exactly. It's such a wonderful and it's a loving service that veterinarians can provide. And, you know, a lot of times pet owners might be able to just call their regular vet clinic, and oftentimes veterinarians will make a house call. And for a big reason being that it's so stressful for animals to go into a vet clinic. A lot of times they don't like, even just the car ride to the vet clinic can be stressful. So allowing them to be at home at the end of life, surrounded by their families, in the place that they love to be, is really makes the whole process so much, I would say, more peaceful.
What about hospice care for pets? Now, that's something that's kind of new for me. You know, I don't know a whole lot about it. Is it pretty new, or is...
Well, I think it is new in that we're kind of recognizing it more, that it is available for pets. I think it's something that a lot of pet owners do provide for their animals without kind of putting a name on it.
Okay.
So hospice care is really when a pet owner decides that they are not going to pursue aggressive or invasive therapies or diagnostics for their pets, and sort of letting nature take its course in the disease process or whatever is going on at the end of an animal's life, and just providing support for the pet as they go through that transition.
So what providing support, what all does that entail?
So the biggest thing with providing support is making sure that an animal is not suffering or is not in pain. So a big part of it is providing pain relief, whether that is through medication. And that's, you know, a big part of what I do in the holistic medicine is giving owners other ideas on how they can provide pain relief and just helping their animal feel as good as it can, giving it a good quality of life at the end of life.
And I'm sure running through some people's minds is, well, what is the expense? How much does something like this cost? What's the expense involved?
I suppose it
varies.
Right. It really does.
Depending on hospice or euthanasia.
Right. Exactly. And depending on how much the owner wants to provide. And really, a lot of it is put on the owner when they're providing hospice care, because it is a lot of care that they need to provide. Veterinarians can give the support that the pet owners might need, but a lot of it depends on how much energy and how much time the owner is able to give to their pets during that time.
Yeah. Well, Jeff in Galena, Illinois has a question for you, so let's go there. And Jeff, thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
One of our dogs got into a pair of boots late last week, and ate
chunk of the boot?
Yeah, chunk of the boot. And we're confident that what didn't come up one end came out the other end, so that we don't have any kind of occlusion in there. But I'm having a devil of a time getting her back on her regular diet. She's hungry, she eats, and then, again, we have what we don't want. So I'm looking for tips on how to get her back onto her regular diet.
Oh, and what is she eating right now?
Well, I'm feeding her an ID from the vet.
Okay.
But it's not appetizing to her. First of all, and second of all, it's not working.
Oh, okay. Have you tried to add in any sort of homemade food or like what they call a bland diet, which is you can do some sort of a protein like a ground turkey or ground beef, and then you can add in either white rice or brown rice, something very, very simple and basic.
Yeah, I have. I've given her boiled chicken and white rice, and she's really good at picking out the boiled chicken and leaving the white rice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and that's a common thing. I mean, it's the white rice is not as appetizing, but if she is eating the chicken, then that's a good thing, and that might kind of help you transition back to the regular food, even mixing in a little bit of the chicken, small amounts at a time to get her back to her regular food.
Okay. I mean, do I expect this to happen over a week's time? Or
I would say probably giving it a week, just making that slow transition. And what you could also do is maybe make some chicken broth and mix in the chicken broth with the regular food just to make that more appetizing.
Okay. All right.
Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Someone was wondering, I want to go back to hospice for just a second, because somebody was wondering about how hospice may help the owners of their pets.
Right. Hospice can help the owners because it allows for the adjustment to what is going on in their animal's life. You know, what can happen a lot of times is you know that your animal might not be well, and you take them into the vet and you might get a diagnosis of, say, something like cancer. You know, something that's major, something that might mean that it is that you are heading towards the end of life for the animal. What hospice care can do is provide the owner with tools to help support their animal through that process, so it makes the adjustment a little bit easier. They know what to expect, and they know what they might be going through. And so a lot of the hospice care that I provide to owners is a lot of counseling, a lot of telling them, well, what they can expect and what they might see in their animal and what they might not see and what might help them to make a decision when they know that their animal has reached that point where euthanasia might be the best option.
Dr. Carrie Donahue, our guest today, owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network, and joined again by Jennifer Dargan, because we are in our spring membership drive, and your support is really the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio your go-to place for great programs. And we'll certainly be getting back to Carrie Donahue very soon. But Jennifer, you know, she's with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Do it right now to make your gift in support of the programs you count on. And Jennifer, we've added a couple of people here.
Yeah, we've got a couple of people taking advantage of that dollar-for-dollar match, which is excellent. We want to thank current members, including Freiberger Construction, for this dollar-for-dollar match. It's really simple. You give $50, and Wisconsin Public Radio will actually get $100. That's how it works. Your pledge gets doubled. You understand that. So take advantage of this match right now. It's not going to be here for much longer. It'll go away soon. Double your support for WPR programs. Give right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thinking back to 1917, I wasn't around, but there was a group of Wisconsinites who saw an opportunity to better serve the state. They used new technologies to create Wisconsin Public Radio 100 years ago. And mm-hmm. a lot of things have changed in the past 100 years, but I think our guiding principles are still the same as they were way back then. We exist to share information, inspiration, and entertainment with you.
And it's been a lot of fun thinking back with colleagues here about our early days. If you tuned in back then, you would have certainly heard weather forecasts just like we have today, but you also would have heard crop prices and educational programs like School of the Air. And some people in our audience, you know, had a chance to listen to those when they were live.
Mm-hmm.
Today, now you hear award-winning journalism, talk shows that you can count on, entertainment, fun shows on the weekend. And guess what? It's all here thanks to you, thanks to listeners. You tie together our past and our present and our future. So please give now. Help celebrate our 100th anniversary at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now that you've made the decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, you might be looking for the best way to make your gift. And you know what? Becoming a sustainer is the answer to that. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or your credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
Right. It's a super powerful way to donate because it provides reliable funding for us. It's convenient. It's easy to set up. I can't say enough about it. It really makes a big impact. So choose a monthly amount, say $10 or $20 a month, and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I spent money at a silent auction thinking I wouldn't win, and I did, and I won art. That was honestly a little creepy.
1976 MGB. That hasn't run in 20 years. I regret it, and I see it every day in my garage, and I regret it even more.
From creepy art to lemon cars, we've all made questionable decisions about how we spend our money. So it might be time to make a few smart ones. You can start by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make your pledge during this spring membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan asking for your support of WPR. Your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
Mm-hmm. And the strength of WPR's budget is that it comes from many different sources. The single largest source, though, is member support, including the almost 800 members of our 9XM Leadership Circle.
9XM members support WPR with gifts of $100 a month or more, and you can join that 9XM Leadership Circle right now. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and take advantage as well of that matching gift.
Yes. Pledge drive. We're having a pledge drive. And you might be new to the public media realm and think, what does even that mean, making a pledge? Well, a pledge is a promise. We pledge to bring you great shows every single day. And your pledge then to us is to support them with a contribution of any amount.
You help pay the costs of the station, and we'll make sure there's something interesting for you to listen to. That's our pledge. So Hey, make yours right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
Hey, Larry, we got a really great comment that I want to read to you and embarrass you. It's from Julie from Superior, who said, I'm giving during the Larry Mueller Show because he is one of the nicest people on the radio.
Oh.
True fact, and I can add, also in person.
Oh.
Make your donation if you just love listening to Larry Mueller and he's become part of your family. Make your donation right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our dollar for dollar match still in effect. We still have how much are we? Oh,
plenty.
Couple of grand to go there. So, hey, do it right now. Give it WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
Yep, you can support the radio you love. You can get your donation matched, and you can get this cool new mug that we have, this artist mug featuring drawings from children. It's yours when you give $13 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Taking a look at holistic pet care today and end-of-life options with Dr. Carrie Donahue, owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. She has an office in Madison with lots of clients, as a matter of fact, and it's great to have her come by to visit with us. And lots of callers online, so I think I'm just going to go right straight to the phone, Carrie, and let's go to Diane in Appleton. Diane, thanks for waiting. What can we do for you?
Hi, Larry. Thanks for taking my call. Thank you, Doctor, for this great topic here. I've recently adopted a 15-year-old hyperthyroid cat. Her person had died, and she's on Tapazole twice a day. And I'm going to have to be leaving for 5 days to go to the coast for a wedding, darn. And I have to have a pet sitter come in here. I have four other cats that are competing with her food because she's a real slow eater. And I'm just wondering, would it be best to think if I boarded her at the vet's? Or I know that cats get really upset when they're out of their natural setting, and she has a very comfortable life here, but she gets to gagging and coughing, and I just am worried that something might happen to her when I'm gone for 5 days when I can't watch her.
Mm. Right. Yeah, that would be a concern. Is your cat currently getting medication for the hyperthyroidism?
Yeah, I give her the Tapazole twice a day.
Okay. And I think for that reason, it would probably be a good idea to potentially have her boarded at a veterinarian or a place where they would be able to administer that medication. There are other options, though. As far as pet sitters go, there are a number of them, at least here in Madison, that are actual veterinary technicians or that have the medical knowledge that would be able to administer medications to your pet at home, that might even be able to stay at your house to be able to monitor just in case anything might happen. But I think I would say if I were you, I'd probably board her at the veterinarian just to make sure that she is taken care of medically.
May I ask you, she gets to coughing and gagging, and I massage her throat. I kind of do a little bit of, like, postural drainage to kind of pet her because I don't know if she has something in her lungs.
Mm.
Do they get a swollen thyroid where that causes some problems swallowing sometimes?
Usually, even if the thyroid gland is enlarged, which often happens with hyperthyroid cats, it's often not enough to really affect, the airways around it. So it might be something different going on.
Okay, I give a Viralys once a day.
Oh, perfect.
Boost up her immune system.
Right.
Just trying to give her a peaceful life,
Well, sure.
Oh, well, thank you for adopting an older cat in that situation. It's just wonderful. And I think, considering the transitions that she's already been through, going to the vet will probably be one more thing, but I think she can probably handle it just considering she's had a little bit of, some changes in her life anyway.
Yeah. And thanks very much for calling, Diane. Appreciate your call very much. I want to give Mitch in Milwaukee a chance to join in. Mitch, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thank you. Very fortuitous subject for us at this moment.
Mm.
Yes.
17-year-old cat, Sonny Chester Alex Io Otabi IV. And, he's got 25% kidney function. Mm. So, with that, doing subacute water treatment,
mm-hmm.
Stepped up to 100. cc's a day now, and that seems to be helping him, and we're just trying to keep him comfortable. And then we've been we do the pills to help his thyroid, and we're kind of agonizing over and we pretty much decided we're not going to do the blood transfusion route. We just want to keep him comfortable, and we're in the Milwaukee area, so we're going to look for a holistic person down here.
Oh, boy. It's a tough road when you get to that point where, you know, and with cats, it's so, so common where the kidneys start to fail at the end of life. And oftentimes you're faced with other things going on, like the thyroid, hyperthyroidism in cats. And, you know, when you're looking at doing different therapeutics, like giving subcutaneous fluids every single day and giving medications, I think a lot of it depends on the individual cat. You know, and some cats are very good with taking the fluids, with taking medications, and some cats are not. And I think kind of balancing out when it becomes too much and when it becomes a struggle to do the things to maintain them, and then that's when you kind of step into more of the hospice care role, where you're not choosing to do these aggressive therapeutics, but you're choosing just to let them live their life and give them as much of a quality of life as you can for as long as you can. And when you can't do that, then maybe making the decision that euthanasia might be the best choice.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that helps you at all, but I'd certainly understand what you're going through and the difficulty that you're facing in that, in some of those decisions.
Yes, that helps a lot. Yeah, we've pretty much accepted the situation. He's lived out a great life, and we nearly lost him 5 years ago, so we figure we got five extra years. But we're just letting him eat what he loves, and just let him be comfortable. We're not over-medicating anymore.
Yes. That's good. And, it gets so difficult because I find that owners feel so guilty.
Yeah.
You know, when they're not able to get the medications in or they're not able to do some of these therapeutics. And I really think that guilt should have no place in end-of-life care. It's easy to say that, and it's difficult to actually do. But knowing that you provided such a good life for your pet all the way through and keeping them comfortable, that is absolutely all that they ask for from us and the best thing that you can do for them.
Thank you.
I have a quick question. Yeah, we're just doing the water treatments itself. So what do you think about, I have a friend that does this, where you call into somebody and they talk to the cat.
Right. Oh, an animal communicator. It's so interesting to me. And boy, when I was going through this with my dog just a little bit over a month ago, I had that thought too about calling an animal communicator. And I only say that because I have a number of clients that use animal communicators and they get very good feedback from them. So I certainly do believe that some people have the gift to really be able to tune into these animals and give us an idea of what they might be feeling and how they might be thinking and approaching their life. So I didn't end up doing it, but I will say that I've had very, very good feedback from clients that do use animal communicators.
So what do? They talk on the phone?
Right. Yes, they talk
at,
yeah, and typically they don't have to actually see the animal. You can send them a picture, you can email them a picture, or you can just talk on the phone and give them some background information about your pet. And supposedly they are able to sort of tune into the energy of the animal and tell you, and you can even ask them to talk to your animal or ask your animal questions and your animal can respond. And so it's interesting. And like I said, I've heard so many good things about it, not really any negative things about it. So I think if you kind of want to take that extra step, it's not going to hurt anything and it might kind of help you.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Mitch. And thank you so much. And thanks for doing such a good job with your kitty. That's great. Thank you, Mitch. I want to give Rick and Madison a chance to join us. Rick, hello.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Dr. Donahue.
Hi.
Friday morning, about 3 a.m., we ended up at the emergency hospital with our 13-year-old Boston Terrier cattle dog mix, thinking for sure that he had a stroke.
Mm.
And as it turned out, the diagnosis was a bout of vestibular disease.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody's never experienced that before, it's horrifying. He was, you know, given a prognosis of, you know, a real good chance of full recovery, and he's in, you know, still a little, it's just like an adult severe case of vertigo.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting his feet back under him. He actually, in the backyard today, brought me the ball, which just about brought tears to my eyes.
Wow. But,
he really can't do much yet because he, I mean, even looking down at the ball, he just about tips over. And I'm wondering what type of holistic, we were giving him meclizine for the, you know, kind of a Dramamine equivalent for the dizziness, but he seems to be having diarrhea from that.
Oh, okay.
And
so what can we do there in the way of help?
Right. Yeah. Vestibular disease. I will agree with you. It is one of the scariest things that you can go through as a pet owner. And unfortunately, it's not all that uncommon in older dogs where it seems to come out of nowhere. There can be inflammation in the inner ear or somewhere in the vestibular system near the brain that can cause dogs to sort of just get vertigo. They get very dizzy. They can start circling. You can see their eyes move back and forth. They cannot keep their balance. The good part of it is, like the caller said, is they do tend to fully recover. It just takes time and it just takes support by on the part of the owner. I think this is a good place where holistic medicine can come in helping owners to provide that supportive care, because dogs a lot of times just feel nauseous and they don't really want to eat. They don't have a good appetite and they have a hard time keeping their balance enough to eat. So I oftentimes recommend maybe doing something like a bland diet, like what we talked about earlier, making some chicken or turkey or boiled beef, mixing that in with a sweet potato or brown rice, something like that, just a very, very basic diet, mm-hmm. and feeding that in small amounts to an animal. It's very, very gentle on their system. It's easily processed in their system. So that might be something to think about. Another sort of natural remedy is ginger. And ginger is something that a lot of humans take for motion sickness and just for nausea. And we can certainly give that to dogs too. You can get a ginger tea and make that up and then let it cool and even mix that in with some homemade food or even with a regular food. Or you can just offer that ginger tea or ginger water to your pet and let them lick it up. Most animals really like the taste of it, and it kind of can kind of help them deal with what's going on.
Dr. Carrie Donahue, our guest. Thanks again, Rick, for calling. Appreciate your call. We are in our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive, and Jennifer Dargan joining us once again. And our goal is to keep bringing you the topics like our topic today with Dr. Carrie Donahue. Your support makes this happen, so I hope you'll give right now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Jennifer, our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect.
Still in effect. We've only got 20 more minutes for this dollar-for-dollar match. It's a really good time for you to get your pledge in because current members, including Freiberger Construction, are going to double every dollar that you give. We don't want to leave any of this match unclaimed. So make your pledge now by noon. Double the impact of your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Just thinking about the topics on this particular program, we like to talk about the environment. We deal a lot with consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics. I enjoy having Wisconsin authors on, and I love talking about Wisconsin food as well. You get a lot of great information from this program, and it's possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So please support this program and all the other programs you enjoy on WPR with your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
When you support WPR, it's really an investment that gives back, whether it's the reliable news that you hear or these great conversations on the Larry Mueller Show, lifestyle, how to live your life, how to enjoy your life. If you've never given before, right now, become our next new member and get your pledge matched dollar for dollar.
Right now. It's simple. We're here because you're here. both as a listener and a donor. So make your first pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. I started listening when I was a grad student here in 1976. I think I became a member when I returned to Madison as an adult. One reason I love listening is that I'm interested in a lot of different things, and WPR always has a lot of different things. I can hear everything from politics to gardening to travel information. I love just hearing that variety of things.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
And in case you missed that, you can make your donation in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan, here to raise the money that keeps this station, this program on the air. And maybe your pledge is $5 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. You know what? We could match a $100 a month donation right now. We appreciate and count on your gift.
Thank you so much, WPR. We'd get $200 if you made your pledge for $100 right now. So please help us take advantage of this match. There's so many great reasons to pledge right now. One of them, I am so proud to say that Larry Mueller is being inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. Why? Oh, because he's been on the air here since 1967 with this amazing show. Gosh, and mentored countless radio professionals. And this is actually the longest running talk show in Wisconsin. So many good reasons to be proud of the Larry Mueller Show, and you're listening to this, enjoying it every day. We've got the dollar for dollar match going on right now. There's really not going to be a better time. This is the time right now to go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We have about $1,500 left to raise, so give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far. Do it right now.
Twice as far. Support the radio that you love. And you can also, gosh, the benefits keep coming. I forgot to say, you can ask for the latest WPR artist mug that features drawings by children from the show Let's Draw that aired on Wisconsin Public Radio from 1936 until 1970. Some of you remember that. This mug can be yours when you give $13 a month or more at WPR.org. or 888-202-2552.
And if you've already given, please give more if you want. But thanks very much for your support. Taking a look at your pet today with Dr. Carrie Donahue, who is owner and founder of Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. She provides an option for holistic and alternative care, and it's great to have her back with us on the Ideas Network to talk about your pet's health. And we've dealt a little with end-of-life options as well. Join in, 1-800-642-1234. Let's turn to Sylvia in Evergreen Park, Illinois next. Sylvia, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. My sister talks about you all the time. I'm visiting. She's from Wisconsin, and I'm from Evergreen Park, Illinois.
Oh, gotcha.
And I just happened to listen today, and this is exactly, I have a question for the doctor, if I could.
Sure.
Turmeric, I've heard that it's good for dogs for, like, pain or swelling or arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
I have three dogs, a small, medium, and large, and they're all 10, 11, and 12.
Wow. So getting to that stage.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think, Dr. Carey?
Well, no, I would definitely agree with you. I think that the turmeric or the active ingredient from turmeric, which is called curcumin, is very, very beneficial for dogs and cats as just a natural anti-inflammatory. And so thereby it can help with pain and helps especially with animals that do have arthritis. So are you giving your dogs any sort of joint supplement right now?
No, I'm not giving them anything. One of them, the biggest one, has which is about 80 pounds.
Mm.
He had a ACL about 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes, you know, I just feel like maybe when it's wet and cold outside, maybe, you know, like an elderly person, maybe his legs hurt. He's tall and skinny, very big, and he's got very skinny legs.
Yeah, and the weather can definitely affect animals just like it does humans. So what I might recommend, instead of doing just a straight turmeric or a straight curcumin supplement for your animals, is maybe doing an all-around joint supplement that has curcumin or the turmeric as an added ingredient in it.
Okay.
There is a supplement that I use in my clinic, and it's called Sound Dog Viscosity. And it's a glucosamine chondroitin supplement that also has the curcumin, and it has boswellia in it. Boswellia is another herbal anti-inflammatory, anti-pain treatment. And it also has yucca in it, and it hyaluronic acid, just some really good joint support ingredients in it. So that might be what I would do.
Okay, and what's the name of that again?
It is called Sound Dog Viscosity, and it's made by the company Herbsmith, and Herbsmith is actually based here in Wisconsin, which is kind of nice. They're in Oconomowoc.
Yeah, very
awesome.
Good.
All right, okay, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Probably a lot of humans are thinking right now, gee, that sounds pretty good.
Right.
I wonder if I should try that. Oh, boy. Tony and Fond du Lac, your turn. Hi, Tony.
Hi. So my daughter has a pair of chocolate labs, siblings, brother and sister. They're a couple of years old, I believe. The female last summer started chewing on the aluminum downspouts outside in the yard.
Mm.
And I mean, I don't mean like gnawing on. I mean chewing to shreds the aluminum downspouts. Then over the course of the winter, she's been licking the aluminum heater vents. That are floor level. And at first we thought something was in there, and then somebody made the connection between the aluminum gutters and the aluminum vent covers, and we were wondering, the shock collar doesn't seem to do anything, buzz collar actually, doesn't seem to do anything, and looking for suggestions and maybe perhaps a cause, although I don't really care why they're doing it, I just like them to stop.
Yeah.
Boy, that is a tough one. I have not
That's
heard.
A new one on me.
It's a new one. Oh, but I can imagine how frustrating that is. Oh, goodness gracious. I'm not quite sure what to say. I guess what my approach would be is kind of coming from that holistic perspective. Is there something in the animal's diet that it might be missing that is kind of triggering that desire to chew on aluminum for whatever reason? So that might be how I would approach it, just doing what I do and going at it from that perspective.
Would you find out, though? A blood test, or what would you do?
Well, I would probably start, kind of evaluate the diet.
Okay.
And maybe see, do you know what the dogs are eating right now?
I believe it's a special kind of food because, yeah, I'm not sure exactly.
Okay.
Well, that'd be the first thing to find out, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm, it might be. And, you know, kind of what I do with some dogs that are eating dirt or like to eat kind of that pica, where they just have the desire to eat things that they shouldn't eat, I'd recommend adding in as one, just a kind of like a first line supplement, is probiotics and digestive enzymes. And this kind of provides them, their digestive tract, with the extra support that it might need to process the food, make everything pass a little bit easier. And sometimes adding in those digestive enzymes just kind of take away that desire to eat things that they might that they shouldn't be eating.
Yeah. I wonder, too, just about an immediate stop. There are there things that they could spray some lemon scent or something
on
the grates right now?
That might be something. You know, I wish, though, like the bitter apple and the bitter cherry spray that you can get over the counter, and spraying that on whatever the places that they might be chewing on might deter them. It's certainly something to try.
Yeah, I think it would be worth a try. And
yes,
you find one that smells good to you. The lemon,
right.
I have in the back of my head that dogs aren't particularly fond, some aren't particularly fond of lemon, and we are, so.
Yes.
Why not
give
it a shot? Tony, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And Sue emailed to say her cat found her 7 years ago, and when she took him to the vet to be neutered, she was told he has cat AIDS. Advised to put him down, but decided against it. He's doing fine now, but wondering what may happen as the disease progresses.
Oh, that's a tough one. And I'm really glad to hear that the cat is doing well. So, feline AIDS, probably something like FIV, which is feline immunodeficiency virus. And what can happen as the cats get older and their immune system is not strong, they're more prone to getting infections and letting that kind of, you know, that can be a bigger problem for them than cats that don't have an immune deficiency. So with these cats, what I always recommend is giving supplements that will help to boost their immune system. And one of the strongest things that I know of that helps to boost the immune system in cats, dogs, and even in humans are medicinal mushrooms. And there is a great medicinal mushroom blend that I use and I really like, and it's called My Community. It's by the company called Host Defense, and they make all sorts of really high quality mushroom supplements. The My Community formulation has about 10 different mushrooms in it that help to really boost the immune system, and they're anti-cancer as well. So you might look into doing that just kind of longer term to help your cat as it ages.
And the name of it again?
It's called My Community by the company Host Defense.
My Community. Well, you know what? We have a great community here at Wisconsin Public Radio, and you're a part of that community. And during our spring membership drive, we want to ask for your help. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan. You rely on WPR for great in-depth discussions, and we rely on you to keep the programs like this one going strong. Your gift right now, any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And we're closing in on the end of our dollar for dollar match, Jennifer.
I have great news. Our listeners came through for us, and we got the match. We got the entire match. So thank you so much. There's still room for you to give if you haven't donated yet. Join Suzanne from Downing, who pledged and said, I simply cannot think of going through a day without Larry's show. And I know I must donate to keep my needs met. I love that. So if you need to keep your needs met, your need for the Larry Mueller Show, for the good advice that we hear, for the entertainment, call right now, 888-202-2552, or you can go online at WPR.org.
It's always fun when Dr. Carrie Donahue stops by. Interesting for me, and I hope you've been enjoying this conversation as we've talked about holistic health for your pet. It's an example, I think, of the interesting and important conversations we have on this show.
Right. The interesting and important conversations and the experts that we are able to get and bring to you so you have access, direct access to ask your questions. Now, take a few minutes to make this program and all the programs you hear on the Ideas Network possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, say $5, $10 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount. And then you can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You connect with WPR for information, great conversation, entertainment, and those 9XM leadership gifts of $100 a month or more are really critical in supporting that connection for you and others across the state.
Keep our connection strong to you and to all of WPR's listeners with a leadership gift of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years of broadcasting. And even though some of your favorite shows weren't around in 1917, what if they were?
This is Jim Fleming. Chapter a Day looks to the bestseller lists, celebrating well-known authors like H.G. Wells and Zane Grey, in addition to classics from the Sherlock Holmes canon and more. Join us for Chapter a Day each weekday.
Okay, so maybe Chapter a Day wasn't around in 1917, but we've been through a lot in our first 100 years, and it's all thanks to listeners like you. Here's to the next century of broadcasting. Help build our future now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I like that music. Gets me in the mood here to pledge. How about you? Pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Jennifer Dargan asking for your support of WPR during the spring membership drive. Whether it's $10 a month or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
It's the right amount. And maybe you listen all day to the Ideas Network. Joyce from Waukesha pledged, and she said that she really enjoys the Larry Mueller Show and Chapter a Day. Maybe you are more of a midday listener, and those are your shows. However your listening habits are to Wisconsin Public Radio, know that we count on you to support what we do here. Make your pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
We have about 50,000 members who support Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge. And when you pledge, you're going to be adding your voice to those 50,000 members. Your contribution, any amount, is pooled with other member contributions to make up the single largest piece of our budget.
And we use that money to bring you programs every day that you enjoy. Make your pledge right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Always great fun talking with Dr. Carrie Donahue. I hope you'll support her. I hope you'll support the program that you love. I hope you love this program. I hope you at least like the program. Oh, man. And ask for the latest WPR artist mug. You could do that. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here taking a look at your pet's health today with Dr. Carrie Donahue. She owns and founded Full Circle Holistic Veterinary Care. She her offices are on Monroe Street in Madison. And she provides an option for holistic and alternative care. It's great to have her with us, and certainly you can join in with your own questions or comments at 1-800-642-1234. Dr. Carrie, you have a kind of a cool website.
Oh, thank you.
I like your website. Tell our listeners about it.
The website is www.fullcirclepet.com. And on there, I've tried to, you know, I have some different web pages that sort of talk about what I do. And so talk about holistic medicine and the different type of therapies that I provide, which include acupuncture, which include herbal medicine, homeopathics. I do Reiki, which is a sort of energy medicine. So all of those sorts of things, also integrating that with conventional veterinary medicine. So kind of talks about that and then goes into the end of life care, which I see as one of the most important and most meaningful parts of my practice. So it kind of talks about what that process looks like. It talks about hospice care, what to expect and what to think about when you're faced with the end of your pet's life.
And I'm pretty sure, Jill, do we have Carrie's? Yeah, I'm pretty sure we have your site up on our Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show. But what is it again? Give it to us once more.
It's fullcirclepet.com.
Fullcirclepet.com. Well, Gail and Fish Creek has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Gail. Thank you for calling.
Hi. This wonderful show. I'm so into homeopathics and natural things and the energy work. And I work with animals in psychic work and helping them heal and things. I had the call because pumpkin seeds, the caller that called earlier about his dog, his daughter's dog licking metal and things.
Mm-hmm.
And with the diet, pumpkin seeds help to kill any of these little bacteria and parasites in the intestines that just don't show up. And it helps balance the flora. And behavior can get involved in when the colon isn't feeling well. That's what everybody's finding out now. But pumpkin seeds.
You like pumpkin seeds, Carrie? I kind of like pumpkin seeds myself, to be perfectly honest. I put them in the oven and
oh, they're so good. Yes, I agree. And the nice thing, too, about something like adding pumpkin seeds in for an animal is, you know, it's a natural, it's a food product. It's not going to have any negative side effects. So no. It's certainly something if that pet owner was interested in trying something like that, they could do that and know that they're not going to do any harm to their pet. Yeah. And like what I mentioned too, with the probiotics, the digestive enzymes, so much of, boy, I think everything with an animal, their immune system, a lot of the behavior, some of the anxiety and this obsessive behavior can be tied into the GI tract. So what can we do to get to, like what the caller said, balance out the flora in the GI tract, get the gut as healthy as possible, and kind of try that first and see what changes you might notice as far as just overall health and especially behavior, too.
Yeah, makes sense. Thank you, Gail, for calling. Appreciate your call. I want to give Michael in Middleton a chance to join us. Thank you for calling. Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I've got a couple of yellow labs, a brother and sister team from the same litter, and the female's pretty lightweight, but my the male is about 110 weight wise, and he has major anxiety when it comes to any kind of weather change, wind or rain or anything like that. And we've got him on some, I don't know the name of the drug offhand, but it's some real severe medication that he has to take every day to keep it in his system. And sometimes it works and a lot of times it doesn't.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out a way to get him off the drugs and get him calmed down somehow.
And now we are going into this season, and it's such a common issue. I mean, it sounds like your dog has a very, very severe reaction, but kind of moving into the spring and the thunderstorms, and soon the fireworks start, and all of these things can cause anxiety for dogs. So it's certainly not a quick fix, as you know, and oftentimes medication can really help sort of calm dogs down, but there are other things that you can do. A nice thing that I recommend trying are essential oils or aromatherapy. Lavender is a very, very nice and very safe, gentle, and effective essential oil that you can use in kind of get a diffuser and diffuse it into the air in your home, and that can have a very, very calming effect on an animal. So you can do that if you know that a thunderstorm is coming or you know that something is going to happen that might cause anxiety for your pet. So that's just something that you could try.
Are you a fan of these, what do they call them, thunder jackets? Or
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's surprising how well those work. Just providing that kind of that tight wrap, and it makes an animal feel secure. The really neat thing is that you actually don't have to buy that product called the Thunder Shirt. I recommend to a lot of people to go online and look up something called an anxiety wrap. And it's something that you can actually do yourself. You can get that kind of like some stretchy fleece, and you get a long piece of it. And there is a technique that you can do where you can wrap it around your animal and kind of cover these pressure point areas that do the same thing that the Thunder Shirt does. So just as another option.
There you go. Thanks so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Carol in Oconomowoc, on to you now. Hi, Carol.
Hello. I am wondering about recommendations for probiotics. Recently, a vet prescribed a probiotic for an older dog I have.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Florasource. It was like a commercially prepared veterinary product.
Mm-hmm.
And I make my own yogurt, or I buy just like a good high quality yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, am I better off giving the Florasource in the meal each day or just adding a little yogurt? Is there a pro and a con to one or the other?
The yogurt certainly doesn't have the therapeutic amount of good bacteria that a standard probiotic would have. So my question would be, what was the reason that your vet prescribed the probiotic in the first place?
The dog had, it was a rescue dog, 14 years old, and mm-hmm. it had a lot of dental infection. And
okay.
So we did a dental, and then he had a lot of also GI upset, a lot of diarrhea, and mm-hmm. just general problems with you know, age and infection and diarrhea.
Okay. So you really want to then use that probiotic to have a therapeutic effect. And probiotics work great just for kind of helping with some of those things, diarrhea, upset stomach. But I guess in this situation, I would say to use an actual conventionally made probiotic supplement versus yogurt. And plain yogurt is okay, sort of like for a maintenance probiotic that you can add in with the food every day, but for a therapeutic effect, and especially any animal that gets antibiotics, it's really good after the antibiotics are finished to add in a very high quality therapeutic probiotic to replace the flora that's missing then.
Okay, and do you recommend a veterinary probiotic or
no? You really don't have to get, and you know, you can actually use a human probiotic. So it's something that I tell owners, well, if you take a probiotic, it's fine to give your dog the same one. So sometimes that makes it a little bit easier that you don't have to get a specific animal or dog or cat probiotic.
Good luck. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Barb in Nakusa next. Barb, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
We have two small dogs, and they have snub noses, and I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And my daughter cleans their teeth, but their breath is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if there's anything I can feed them or do to correct that.
That's tough, especially if you are brushing and you're keeping the teeth clean, and it just doesn't seem to make a difference. It might be worth... even going into the veterinarian and just having them take a look and just making sure that there is not some deeper infection either in the teeth. Sometimes that bad breath can even come up from the stomach if they're having any digestive issues where the food is sitting in the stomach a little bit too long. That can contribute to the bad breath. But there is something that, you know, I tend to use if it's not, if you can rule those things out, and it's called chlorophyll. And you can get chlorophyll as a supplement. You can get it as in the human form, or you can get it specifically for animals. And it seems like chlorophyll really can help with the bad breath, if that's all it is.
That's chlorophyll? All it is.
Chlorophyll. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. There we go. I remember this. There was an ad a long time ago for a dog food, and the end of it always said, in sort of an echo chamber effect, and this helps to prevent bad breath in dogs. And it was this echoey. Are there any foods that do that?
I don't know.
Oh,
that's
my
interesting.
Goodness.
It's a problem, though.
It was that was from a. I'm reaching back a long way for that particular ad. Well, how about this? A listener called to say, and we're going back to the dog that was eating downspouts outside. The caller said that her dog was going after the downspouts, and they found out it was because chipmunks were going in the downspouts.
That, you know, isn't that something? Certainly that could be. What if it was that, you know, that's the main issue? I don't know. It'd be better.
Well, once a dog, you know, and you'd think once a dog got started on that, that might just lead to more of the same, even
right.
When there weren't any chipmunks
exactly,
around.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that. One of the questions I had that we didn't get to was acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And this is relatively new, I think, on the veterinary side. But how's it different from what you get in humans?
Oh, acupuncture in animals is very, very similar to how it's done in humans. And actually, the acupuncture points that we use for animals have been transposed from human acupuncture. So it's a newer thing that we are using it on animals, but it works in exactly the same way. We use the same needles that we do for humans, and it works amazingly well. And I will say, I wouldn't do acupuncture if I didn't see the positive effects from it. So it can be really beneficial.
It's And it's done kind of the same way then?
It's done the same way. It's sticking these tiny little needles in dog. Well, I do it on dogs and cats, but you know, it can be done on any sort of animal to kind of, what the theory is that putting these needles in these energy pathways called meridians will unblock the energy flow. And in Chinese medicine, any sort of illness, any disease, even any pain is seen as a blockage of energy flow. So putting the needles in sort of unblocks the energy and allows the free flow of this qi or the life force, the energy, and helps the animal to heal itself and become well again and kind of balance everything out.
Does it have any effect on other kinds of diseases or you know, if a cat's asthmatic or something?
Right, exactly. And the nice thing about acupuncture is you can use it really for anything, and you can use it for a variety of things at one time. So you can treat kidney disease, you can treat hyperthyroidism, you can treat a weak immune system, you can treat arthritis all at one time. And it's not anything that you have to feed to the animal, you have to get down them. It just works on a totally different energetic level. It's abstract, but...
But it works.
It works. I know. I can't even explain exactly how it works, but I know that it does.
Well, there's one person, if I have questions and I want to know how something works, I usually turn to Jennifer Dargan because she's the answer gal around here. And she has joined us once again to talk about the Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. And if you've got questions about the drive, she's the answer gal. And you... In the meantime, let me talk for just a second, because you can count on WPR for great discussions. It's your gift, any amount that makes these discussions possible. So I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
You know, my dad always said, if you don't know the answer, make one up. Maybe that's how I get away with this reputation of being the answer woman. Hey, late last hour, we heard from 37 members.
Wow.
We just want to say thank you so much to everyone who pledged. Now we have a goal to get 8 more pledges by 12:30. We can do that.
I think we can. We are celebrating, by we, I mean WPR, we are celebrating our first 100 years. Hey, it's a great time to support the station you love. You can help us meet our goal and start the next 100 years out strong with your centennial gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, I love how you said that, our first 100 years. How many 100 years are we going to have? Hopefully centuries and centuries. You know, this has been a really great conversation with Dr. Carey talking about holistic pet health. This is just one example of all the really amazing, interesting, important conversations that we have on this show.
So I hope you'll now take a few minutes to make this program and many more programs possible. Choose a gift that works for you, whatever the amount, then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You think about maybe your WPR listening is worth $4 a day to you, $4 a day. Then, if it is, you can become a member of our 9XM Leadership Circle. You can contribute $100 a month, and that works out to less than $4 a day to support our programs.
Think about the value you've been getting from WPR in the past year or years, and then consider a contribution that puts you in that 9XM Leadership Circle. Sustain the future of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can make your leadership gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
2017 marks WPR's first 100 years. And what better way to honor the occasion than with a wonderful tradition? Ask for the latest WPR Artist Mug when you give $13 a month. This year's mug is inspired by one of the very first WPR programs, Let's Draw, which taught art in classrooms through the radio. The design is colorful and fun, with artwork by schoolchildren throughout Wisconsin from the 1950s. It represents our timeless commitment to education and the arts. From our earliest days to today, we're all about lifelong learning. Celebrate with us. Ask for your mug when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That music puts me in the mood. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your pledge during our spring membership drive. Larry Mueller here with Jennifer Dargan asking for your support of WPR. And your gift, maybe it's $10 or $15 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Is you can help pay for the programs that you depend on, and this is so easy. We're just looking for six more pledges in the next 6 minutes, and you don't have to cover all of those. Just cover one and then five of your friends.
Yeah, call back five times.
You could do that.
Make your donation right. We just call once. That's fine. Make your donation right now and support the programs you enjoy at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I mentioned this last hour, but if you weren't listening, we are just so, so proud of our colleague, Larry Mueller, who is being inducted into the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame in June. Wow, for an amazing career working here at Wisconsin Public Radio since 1967. And this is the longest running call-in talk show in Wisconsin. So you don't get a show like this anywhere else. This is it. This show is made possible by you, pledge by pledge, only on WPR's listener-supported Ideas Network. So give now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can dial anywhere on the radio dial, and you're not going to hear about downspouts and bad breath in dogs anywhere, but right here, I can assure you of that. Oh, man, I tell you what, voluntary donations are great, and I think the beauty of making a voluntary donation is that, well, you get to decide how much to give, because how much you give isn't as important as the fact that you do give.
That's right. And since contributing is your choice, and because WPR is something that you really value, you're probably going to find out that donating feels really good. And we'll give you a money-back guarantee. If you decide it doesn't feel good, we'll give you your money back. Find out right now, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And many new members, they decide to give $5 or $10 a month, but you are going to decide the amount that works for you.
And maybe you remember listening to WPR as a child. I actually remember listening, grew up on a farm, and I listened along with my folks and my sister and brothers, and I tell you what, I really enjoyed it. Maybe your kids really enjoy certain programs.
Mm-hmm. And whether it's an interesting story that you hear on the NPR News, or maybe a piece of music, or laughing along with all the great entertainment on the weekends, WPR might have really caught your attention, and it engages you today.
And you make all that possible when you participate as a member. So give right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. How many do we have left?
Five more pledges. We're getting down to the wire right here. We've got about three more minutes here to make this possible. Please make your gift to support the programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you listen to every day and you rely on. Your pledge makes a big difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I think supporting WPR right now, it's a great thing to do with the few minutes of your time and the few minutes we have left on the show. All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how much you'd like to pay.
Oh, and now we're down to two more pledges. Oh, only two more in 2.5 more minutes. So get to the phone right now or go online. Your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. Give now, please, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. And I think WPR is one place where that's true every single day. Consider a gift of, let's say, $2 a day to support the radio programs you love.
Hey, $2 a day, that's a good deal. It's hard to buy much for $2 a day, but you could get a lot of learning. You could get the news and talk shows. That works out to $60 a month. So make that gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Give the amount that is right for you. Maybe it's $2 a day, or maybe it's $1 a day, or maybe it's something else. You just need to figure it out. If you hear three things a day that you're really glad you heard from, if you put a dime for each one of those, that'd work out to $10 a month. And you know what? We have to go away, but there are still two more pledges we need. You could be one of those two. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks so much for listening to WPR.